spread books and get rich. Now, I recall it as some kind of nightmare, but back then life dealt me some real harsh cards. My pocket was empty. My family was in dire straits, stretching a loaf of bread for 3 days. There was no hope of receiving a paycheck anymore. Most of my friends and relatives were in a similar situation. One night I woke up to the sound of a child crying. It was my youngest daughter. I thought it was just my head spinning from hunger again and got up to calm her down. "What happened?" I hurriedly asked her. "Dad, I had a dream where I was eating a huge delicious cake. I really want a cake, Dad." I put her back to bed and calmed her down, but I couldn't fall asleep again. I tossed and turned, not knowing what to do. Who was I if I couldn't even feed my child? I was in utter despair. For the first time in my 38 years, I prayed to God. I didn't want to wake my wife. It was painful for me to see her tired, sad eyes, and it was terrifying to feel my own helplessness. I thought a lot during that sleepless night. Living like this was unbearable. I felt I was on the edge. At such moments, life either completely ends or a new stage begins. I didn't know what awaited me. Morning came. I got out of bed, washed up after the sleepless night, my head feeling unbearably heavy and painful. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I hastily dressed, downed a glass of drinking water to dull the hunger, and left quietly, so as not to wake anyone. Running down the stairs from the 9th floor, the elevator hadn't worked for a year, I felt like a lonely, forgotten worm. If only someone would send a saving message, I thought, passing by my apartment's mailbox. And then I saw something in the box. I instinctively reached into my pocket for the key, but realized I was wearing the wrong jacket with no pocket and had left the keys upstairs. Frustrated, I hit the mailbox lid with my fist. The lock opened, and an unusually shaped flyer fell to the tiled floor. "Someone still needs me," flashed through my mind. The flyer was very colorful, with the title, "Spiritual Powers of the Earth Unite," at the top. "But I have nothing to do with spirituality. What does this mean?" I asked myself. The flyer contained an announcement. "Those who wish to distribute spiritual books submit your applications, and you will be sent the necessary materials. You can spend the money earned from book sales on your spiritual development." Without losing a minute, I ran back up to the apartment. With feverish, trembling hands, I started typing the email address listed on the flyer. I wrote that I wanted to distribute these spiritual books, including my email address twice, and provided my phone number for quicker contact. After sending my application, I thought that something might change in my life. Over the next 3 days, I repeatedly read the flyer that had come to me. It listed links to videos, spiritual books, and animated cartoons. Studying the materials from these links, I learned that there was special knowledge, methods, and items in the world that help a person become wealthy. I very much wanted to have this knowledge and these items and decided that once I had the money, I would spend it on them. Every day I checked my email several times. Finally, I received an email. It described the spiritual books available, provided links to them, and included a flyer template for printing, exactly like the one I found in my mailbox. It stated that I should sell the books at the recommended price and include my phone number for feedback. Without wasting time, I ordered 100 books, which arrived very quickly. I ran to all my acquaintances to whom I had already advertised over the past few days. Then I went to places where people interested in such things gathered. An eminent healer was giving lectures in our city, so I went there. In the lobby of the House of Culture, there were many people. I actively advertised the spiritual books, and 20 books were sold in almost 20 minutes. Then I went to the Society of Psychics, then to the School of Parapsychologists. Everywhere people responded enthusiastically to the call of spiritual literature. In one day, all 100 books were sold. However, I encountered hostility in one place. I went to Christians who gathered not far from my home. When they heard that I came with spiritual books, they began to admonish me that my books were from Satan, that they were devilish, and that they didn't even want to hear what the books were about. One big fat preacher elbowed me out, showing his humanity. I realized that these were people entrenched in their own doctrines, stuck in their own rut, whose self-improvement had long ceased. I simply ran off to continue my work. That day I earned about 2,500 euros. I hadn't held such money in my hands for months. That very day I ordered more books and, as planned, transferred money to acquire a Zion Zaiachi coin and necessary business magic video materials. From that day on, it felt like something changed. I firmly knew that something new had burst into my life. I would become rich. I even changed my daily routine. First, I would run in the forest every morning, then douse myself with cold water. I began practicing a system for gaining energy in the chakras and changed my diet as advised by the spiritual books. One day, I received an email with business magic materials. I began diligently studying them. Before distributing books, I cultivated the right intention. Leaving for work in the morning, I knew I would sell everything. I easily distributed the second and third batches of books, then ordered a larger batch. Anticipating potential problems, I wrote an email explaining my work and asking for advice from knowledgeable people. I received a response advising me to enlist helpers. I did just that. By then, I had made some new acquaintances. Gathering a team of helpers, I divided the city into sectors, assigning each one a section. With their help, I managed quite well. My income significantly increased. I now knew that I could earn $1 million in a week. Accumulating enough funds, I went to a seminar I learned about from the spiritual books, a seminar on business magic. It made an indelible impression on me. There, I met many interesting people. One of my new friends was attending the seminar for the third time. He made a strong impression on me as a confident, knowledgeable person. Such people are always a source of support and advice in life. It turned out my new friend was a successful private entrepreneur. He showed me a photo of himself from a year ago. I could only recognize him by his distinctive nose. The eyes looking at me were unsure, and his facial features were indistinct. Yes, that's what I was like a year ago, before attending seminars and working on myself. I was terribly indecisive. I always sought advice on everything. I could never decide which product to choose. But at the seminars, after various practices, I gained confidence and developed my observational skills and intuition, my new friend explained. The change in him was indeed remarkable. At the seminar, I also gained new knowledge. Experienced teachers created my individual astrological chart. Now I could foresee all my successes and failures in advance. This calendar of favorable and critical days helped me better plan my work schedule, knowing when to expect setbacks and when fortune would smile upon me. I also learned to diagnose events by observing points on my nails. Before something significant happened, a spot would appear on the nail bed. If it was a dark spot on the unlucky hand, I needed to be cautious as misfortune might be imminent. At the seminar, I practiced special techniques to develop my intuition and foresight. Now, I also dream of visiting an eco-settlement to pay homage to the great teachers and masters who give people the light of knowledge and truth.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.